This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Gloria Steinem. I just love this notion that when you don't drive, as soon as you step out the door, the adventure begins. But you have to be a good traveler. I mean, when you sit in a taxi, you're observing and you're talking. What do you see when you sit in a taxi that
starts the
adventure?
First of all, New York taxi drivers in general, it's a really interesting profession because people are often quite independent. They don't want to work for a boss. That's why they're doing it. They are often new immigrants or perhaps people who are just hooked on this freelance profession, have been doing it all day. They're really interesting people. Some of the best political advice I've ever had. Taxi drivers.
A lot of times I think when I'm doing my travel research in Europe, I think I'm cheating by just talking to the cabbie because it's so easy. But that's a wealth of information. And as
yes,
you said,
well, don't you find, yes, it's true. It's true here. It's true in other countries.
Yeah, and they love to talk.
They are kind of gypsies of the road,
you know,
quite independent. And also they themselves see a wide variety of people by the nature of what they do. So they're just really interesting.
What a traveler. You've spent probably half your adult life on the road. Just very quickly, what's a very practical tip for flying well? What do you do to suffer through all these plane rides?
Well, I think if you kind of look at everybody on the plane as a little society in which everybody's playing a role, and you can kind of figure out who are the business people and who is the flight attendant who has been doing this all her life and who is the new one, and people also tend to dress the way they are going, where they are going, you know. So mm-hmm. people in blue jeans are more likely to be going to L.A. People in suits are going to D.C. You know, I'm way overgeneralizing.
No, but I've noticed
that. But just observing is interesting.
What about, you've been in more hotel rooms, as you mentioned in your book, than the Gideon Bible. how do you settle into a hotel room?
Well, you know, the first thing I used to do is turn off the radio. You know how they frequently leave a radio on playing music?
Yes, exactly.
I used to just leap across the room and turn it off because I found it terrifically depressing. And it took me a long time to realize that since I didn't find a car radio depressing or the sound of television depressing, it was harking back to my childhood that the sound of the radio was the only sound in the apartment with my mother. So even something as simple as that can, if you follow it, like a trail, lead you back to a discovery.
I think it's important if you're settling into a hotel room to take a moment and make it your own. Pick up all the advertising, turn off that radio if you want to, and then set it up.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe bring something with you, a cup or a scarf or something, or a candle.
Yeah.
Something that can make it your own.
I've got a very old-fashioned alarm clock, and I just, even though I'm famous for packing light, I take that along even though I don't need it because it's just
No, that's interesting. I think that's true. We need some homey objects.
Yeah.